Bend Experimental Art Theater, BEAT, is once again bringing Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol to the Tower Theater, where it will open on December 17th. Howard Shore, BEAT's executive director, gave me some history of the play, as well as why BEAT originally decided to present it.
Not that many people know, but Charles Dickens was a very famous playwright in his day. He's known for his novels, but he actually had his own theater and he put on his plays. The Christmas Carol is about a 100-page piece. Dickens actually wrote it in like 3 weeks because his wife was on top of him because he was in so much debt. And it became this tremendous bestseller in England. And so he made a lot of money. The message and theme fit with BEAT. It's a story of redemption, a story that it's never too late, that you can always recover your heart and find love. It was just something that made sense to put on. Having the touch of Mary Kilpatrick as the director to make it dramatic really had us very excited at the time, and that's why we did it. This year, we're just doing 4 public performances. People who haven't seen it, we did something neat with Christmas Past and Christmas Future, both. We added our own touch, and this year we have a new, if you've seen it in the past, we have a new type of Christmas Future, which I won't give away. We're going to schools in the area. We've gone to 3 schools in the area and put on a 50-minute auditorium presentation about the life of Dickens. We played a few scenes for them. So we introduced them. We gave them a study guide about the theater of the time.
When this was first presented, did you envision this to become an annual tradition in Bend, or did it evolve, and if so, how?
Yes, we planned to make this an annual event. And we still plan that. You know, we've seen it in many other cities. I know in Seattle they're doing, I think, their 35th year of Christmas Carol. So we would like to make it an annual event, assuming that the public has a desire for it.
Bob Singer, board chair of the Tower Theater Foundation, shared how and why the Tower is involved with A Christmas Carol.
The Tower Theater's involvement reaches out under this umbrella called the Foundation Series. This is a group effort of Howard and Mary and the fine folks that run the Tower Theater under Ray Solly's leadership here. The attendance has been wonderful. Ticket sales are very strong again this year. We'd like to continue it every year as long as the community supports it. The Tower certainly is 100% behind it. Hopefully by this time next year people will just know it's here. They'll just say which nights and buy their tickets. So it's going to continue.
I understand you have a personal connection with the show.
Yes, I do. My wife, Rebecca, is reprising the role of Mrs. Cratchit. So this is the 3rd year she'll be playing Mrs. Cratchit. My wife is British, so this is not too much of a stretch for her to do the British accent. In fact, she's been called upon to help some of the others to get that accent right. And my oldest daughter was in it last year. Unfortunately, not going to be able to do it this year. A little bogged down with homework and getting ready for college.
Do you find that people come back year after year? It's kind of like an annual tradition in Bend for families to come, or are you getting new people every year?
It has grown year to year. What we're seeing are multi-generationals. We'll see the mom and the dad, and they have got the kids, and they brought grandma or grandpa. Then we'll see a pack of 6 or 8 kids and 2 moms and dads. So it's really a little bit of everybody. If you saw it last year and you'd like to see it again, please bring a friend or two. We'd love to have them. I think these kids and, really everybody does a great job. After you walk out, you will not believe that you saw amateurs. It really seems like a professional production. And it's just a fantastic show.
There are several differences in this year's production. One of these is that the part of Tiny Tim will be played by a young lady, Sienna Baker. I asked Howard to give me an overview on the rest of the cast.
I'd say a good 80 to 90% of the cast has returned. It stars again, which is wonderful because it's his second year back as Rick Jenkins is Scrooge. We have a new Christmas past, Brooke Gabbert and Georgianne Ireland, who are 2 wonderful young actresses. It's actually a 2-person Christmas past. Now we have a new Christmas present who was in the show last year is Hilda Beltran Wagner, who's a wonderful actress. And then I'm not going to give away what Christmas Future looks like. But so there and there, then we have Cassie and Grace Conant in the family who were in it last year. Rebecca Singer plays Mrs. Cratchit and has expanded her role. Mike Fisher plays Mr. Cratchit, who's Bob Cratchit, who's, again, this is his third year. Carl Backstrom is in his third year as Frederick, who's the son. Mary Kilpatrick, who's directing it, has a nice small part as Mrs. Dilber. Marilyn Thoma is in the show this year, Mrs. Fezziwig. Parker Danes, who was in Rent, he's Mr. Fezziwig. Tara Johnson, who was in Little Shop of Horrors. Rebecca Sharp is in it, who starred in Little Shop of Horrors. Just a fabulous cast. I want to thank the Tower Theater Foundation for their support, the Beat Board, who's just been miraculous. Second Street Theater, who is our new home, have been wonderful. We have so many volunteers to help build the set and the costumers. We just have a tremendous group of people, just very thankful to have such talent. You can get tickets at thetowertheater.org. And I think they're, from when I saw last week, they're selling pretty well. So people should get tickets, go online at thetowertheater.org or stop off at the box office. And for, you know, information about Beat, they could go to beatonline.org. To find out about our other shows. We're doing several other shows going forward.
A Christmas Carol is certain to be anything but a Bah Humbug production. After all, KPOV's own Mike Fisher is in the show. This is David Simpson reporting.